The things I do for y'all, man. The things I do for y'all. I had to say that slow and I had to say that precise because y'all know. If y'all know me well enough at this point, which I hope y'all do, but for any newcomers, just buckle up for a little bit and I'll explain. The ones that know, y'all know. Y'all know this some bullshit. This is about to be some bullshit. Y'all know how I feel about these movies. Y'all know how I feel about this subgenre, this universe. Listen, let me just... I'm not going to go on a rant here. I promise. At least not until we get through the first viewing of the trailer. It's a rough start to the week, man. It's a rough start to the week. I had a, you know, great weekend. Great weekend, man. I had my baby girl. Had my daughter for the weekend. It was a good time, man. It was a good time. But, you know, a couple days ago, middle finger on my right hand starts to swell up, and I realize, you know, I'm like, did I budge it on something? Did I slam it on something? Did I jam it? Nah, this shit's swelling up because it's a spider bite. And for everybody who I told and explained this to, who made the jokes, oh, maybe, you know, I hope you feel better, but maybe you'll get superpowers from it. Fuck y'all. Y'all are not funny in the slightest, man. And if I do get superpowers, I'm using my powers for evil, not for good, and I'm coming for all of y'all. That's what I'm going to do. But it's neither here nor there, people. The swelling will go down. My finger's feeling a little bit better. It's just a pain in the ass because I can't, you know, I can't write. And I never realized how much I miss writing when it turns out I can't really write the way I want to or the way I, you know, the way I would like to. Safe to say it's been a rough couple of days, man. I already had my own bullshit I was going through. But this is a whole different level of the bullshit, people. Y'all know I'm not a fan of these movies. I remember when Insidious first came out, I was like, okay, this is a new thing that might, you know, pick up quick. And I think I spoke too soon because the shit just won't go away. Now, I can't tell a lot of these movies apart. There are, you know, I'm lying. There are things that stand out in each one. Insidious 2, I used to own that movie on DVD and I never could make it all the way through the end. If I did, I saw the end separately, but I could never sit through that movie in its entirety, the full runtime. I could never do it. The one thing I remember, obviously everybody remembers the, you know, one of the best jump scares. It's a decent jump scare, man. It caught me when I first saw it, you know, when the Darth Maul looking motherfucker is behind Patrick Wilson. And I don't really remember anything other than that from the first one. You know what? I'm lying. I remember them going into the further astral projection. That was a really cool idea at the time. And in the second movie, Insidious, I think it was just called Chapter 2. I only remember somebody, you know, the wife turned around in the living room and a ghost or spirit or whatever the fuck she was popped up and screamed, "Don't you dare," and slapped the shit out of her through the living room coffee table. That's all I remember from that movie. Insidious 3, if I'm not getting the movies confused here, I remember a daughter and a father in this rundown fucking apartment building that only could belong to a horror franchise. She had like a neck brace or was wheelchair bound, something. She had some type of ailment. And the spirit or monster, whatever it was just fucking her up and just causing her all types of misery throughout the film. That's what I remember from part 3. Part 4, I'm not going to lie to y'all, I did catch part 4 when they started playing it on HBO or HBO Max, whatever network it was on. And that was only because when I saw the trailer, there was something that was really like anxiety inducing, and it reminded me of the time I had sleep paralysis. It's where that monster that's got the keys on its fingers stuck its finger into the girl's throat while she was screaming and turned it, and she couldn't scream. She couldn't scream no more. And I'm just like, yo, that was actually pretty fucking creative. That was clever, and that was a decent creature design. Now, Lin Shaye, I think, has been in these movies, and one of them was a prequel because she died in, like, part 4, and part 4 became, you know, part 1, and part 1 happened before part 12. I don't know why. There is a popular demand for these movies, so let me stop acting like I don't know why they're making these. Like, because in my heart, I understand. Like, there's people that probably feel the same way about the Halloween franchise, but because I'm a fan of the series, you know, my bias is in there. I know exactly why they keep making Halloween movies, because Michael Myers is the shit. Now, Insidious, on the other hand, me personally, I don't care for these movies, man. They're all the same to me. I feel like if you've seen one, you've seen all of them with little differences in between them. But here, I guess we got something different. We got this trailer for Insidious: The Red Door, a.k.a. Insidious 5. And this is Patrick Wilson's directorial debut, if I'm not mistaken. Let me check and see if he's directed prior to this. I don't think he has. Oh yeah, this is this will be pretty special for the fans of Patrick Wilson and for the fans of the series, because this is his directorial debut. And I guess I could, you know, coming off of something like Creed 3 a month or so ago, that being as though that was Michael B. Jordan's franchise and he made his directorial debut with Creed 3, I can appreciate something like this. While I'm not a fan of the series and all that other type of shit, I can appreciate that Patrick Wilson made his directorial debut in a franchise that made him very popular amongst horror fans. Scott Teams, I'm not sure who that guy is, but Lee Whannell, rightfully so, is coming back to write the script here. Lee Whannell, we're still waiting for that Ryan Gosling Wolfman adaptation. Yeah, I don't know about y'all, but I'm actually waiting on it. Lee Whannell was supposed to do that, and you know, we'll see what he does with this it's a new take on the Dark Universe. But we've got is this the same actor that plays Dalton in all the other movies? I believe Dalton was the kid. Rose Byrne, that's the chick that plays the wife, and she was in X-Men First Class. She's in a lot of movies, man. I actually like her. Patrick Wilson's in here. Andrew Astor, it's not Ari Astor's relative, is it? No, I don't think so. Peter Dager, Chaim Abbas, Sinclair Daniel. I don't really recognize the majority of this cast. That's fine. It's no big deal for me. I'm looking at the plot here. The Lamberts, 10 years after the last installment, as Dalton begins college. I guess that's all the fuck they figure we need to know, man. And being as though we're almost 7 minutes into this, people, let's get it, man. Shout out to Sony Pictures Entertainment. They dropped this trailer 2 hours ago, and it is 2 minutes and 40 seconds long. Which is, I don't know. We'll see if this is time off my life I can get back or not. But people, let's jump into this trailer reaction for Insidious the Red. Hold up. The Red Door, like, is that? Come on, man. Like, you should have just called it, like, Insidious the Champagne Room or No Sex in the Champagne Room. Like, what goes on behind that red door? We all know what red doors and red lights symbolize. At least maybe that's just me and my twisted ass mind. But whatever, people. Let's jump into this trailer reaction for Insidious the Red Door. I'll hit the play button in 3, 2, 1.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Dalton!
Are you ready?
We're ready to forget the further, once and for all.
Good luck.
My brain just been foggy the past few years. All I ever wanted was to be a good dad.
This motherfucker's playing Piccadilly Pears with the... Oh, dear. What? Shit. You know your life is fucked up when you be... Oh, my God. When you start playing, like, Go Fish and, you know, matching pictures of your recent... Y'all get what I'm saying, man. He's going through it.
I need to drive Dalton to college. You still have a few weeks before your students show up, right? Just an idea to reconnect. I know it's been tough with you, too.
Listen, at this point, I'm not chasing my grown-ass son into the further. You're going to get put up for adoption, or you're going to stay there.
Yeah. You go here, too?
Yes.
I think that is the same kid.
That defines you.
When I was 10.
Yep, that's him.
I was in a coma. But I don't even remember being sick.
Think deep into your memory and let's see what life can find.
Oh, I touched him. Ooh, we tiptoeing through the tulips. Oh, no, I hate that song. Is creepy as shit. Tiny Tim.
There's so much you don't know, and I was too scared to tell you the truth.
Our family has been keeping secrets. They suppressed our memories, but I can still feel something following us.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. You know something about to jump out. We know what's going on.
The further you travel, the
riskier
your journey will become.
Oh, there's that fucker, Darth Maul. Darth Maul, you can't have an Insidious movie without Darth Maul. Says July exclusively in movie theaters. Look, man, I'm not about to say anything here that y'all haven't already heard, man. Y'all have heard, listen, y'all ain't gonna stress me the fuck out today. Not y'all, not the red door, not the, listen, I'll astral project just so I don't stress my own goddamn self out today. But look, whatever I'm about to say, I've said this plenty of times, man. It's a broken record. It's a dead horse, the shit that I whine about in some people's opinions, preach about in some people's opinions, or have valid reason to feel how I feel in other people's opinions. However y'all feel, this is how I feel. We've been here before. We've done this before. I laughed through some of the shit in the trailer because it's like, it is that oh shit factor. Like, these monsters are creepy. They're creepy looking. I just feel like the execution in these movies are all the same, man. It's just nothing other than creature designs and, you know, how they play around with stuff in the further. Everything's the same. You know, like, they just find new ways to give jump scares and, like, I don't know, man. I just don't know. Like, a part of me is like, well, Patrick Wilson, he's doing this as a directorial debut for a reason. Now, if this is going to be the last one, picture that. In this series, I think this is going to be the last one in this with this particular family. I don't think this is going to be the last Insidious movie because they're going to get all types of spinoffs. It's got its own universe. James Wan has his own horror universe. And much respect to James Wan. But, I don't know if it's a gift or a curse, man, that James Wan just makes these properties and steps away from them and just stamps his name on as executive producer or, you know, story idea, whatever the case may be. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. But I also feel like had James Wan stayed on as director, if he was director of all of these to begin with, then I don't know if it would make a difference to me. It's good to see the Darth Maul type of creature back. It's good to hear Tip Throw. That sound like a video that used to be on BET Uncut, because now I'm thinking of Tip Drill. Anybody that used to stay up past midnight and watch BET Uncut, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about, but we're not even going to go there. But I Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Tiny Tim is a creepy-ass song. And I think they played that in the first one where the wife was, I think she was taking trash out or something, and she saw that little boy getting his motherfucking jig on in that living room, and then he disappeared while he was listening to that song. That was a creepy-ass moment. And it does give you a little bit of nostalgia from the first movie. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said, this isn't my particular type of subgenre. I don't know if there's anything here for me, but I am, if there's any good takeaway from this, I'll give it two good takeaways. And I said this when I did my commentary for The Conjuring 3, The Devil Made Me Do It. And I think I walked out of that giving it like a 7 or 7.5, because it wasn't as terrible as I thought it was, or I thought it was going to be. But, I'll say the same thing I said about The Conjuring 3. I do appreciate, while I'm not a big fan at all of these types of movies, I appreciate the fact that they take these movies very seriously. They're not half-assing it as far as the tone goes, as far as how these performances play out. They are taking it seriously. They're not fucking around like, yeah, we're going to, you know, I may feel like the jump scares are cheap and they're not all earned, and a lot of them are telegraphed, but they don't look at it like that. They're looking at it like, we're going to scare the shit out of these audiences, man. And a lot of people are terrified of these movies, and good for them. But these creators, man, these directors, these writers, these producers look at it like, we are going to put these people on such a fucking, you know, like, not emotional roller coaster, but like a psychological nightmare fueled roller coaster ride. You know, I can appreciate that, man. I like the fact that they're not making a parody of themselves, no matter how many people may parody this property or movies like this. They take it seriously, man. I will give the respect and the credit where it's due. I like that. Because, you know, you got a lot of horror movies out here that don't even take themselves seriously. Everything's a big fucking joke. And all of that translates on screen into a really bad film. And another thing I'll give it, Patrick Wilson's directorial debut, I'll give it that. He's been a part of this from day one. He's in the fucking Conjuring movies and all of that type of stuff. I mean, Patrick Wilson's a solid actor. I feel like after, you know, movies like Hard Candy and all that other weird shit he was in, he's one of those actors where it's like, I don't know if I should trust you. You remind me of, like, Cole Hauser or somebody, just a little more creepy. But I, you know, directorial debut, maybe that will pique my interest to watch it. Some shape, way, or form, or another, I've seen these movies. Look, man, let's y'all know what we about to do. Let's do it again. One more again.
3, 2, 1. Dalton! Are you ready?
We're ready to forget the further, once and for all. My brain just been foggy past few years. All I ever wanted.
He's really playing the matching memory game with these fucking pictures. First of all, I'm gonna make that ghost or whatever the hell he is fix my window.
Why don't you drive Dalton to college? You still have a few weeks before your students show up, right? Just an idea to reconnect. I know it's been tough with you too.
The balance of light and dark is what we're after.
You're in art school, I take it?
Yeah. You go here too?
Yes.
I will say, I really do like the fact that they've got the same actor playing Dalton. That means a lot to me. Because they could have easily recasted him and it would have felt like a completely different character entirely.
Think deep into your memory and let's see what light can find.
Is that the lady from Hellraiser?
I'm seeing crazy stuff.
Shit.
These drawings could be clues from my past.
There's so much you don't know, and I was too scared to tell you the truth.
Our family has been keeping secrets.
Who died, though? Like, I really want to know who that, whose funeral that is.
But I can still feel something following us.
There's only one way to find out.
He said it like they were going on a fucking adventure. Because look, son, you want to go into the further, be my guest.
I feel like I'm getting closer to something. Or something's getting closer to me.
That was just Hayden Christensen in the Darth Vader makeup.
The further you travel, the riskier your journey will become.
These motherfuckers don't never learn, man. He talking about some, it's only one way to find out. Like, you know, like he fucking, you know, like he's Indiana Jones or something. Like, they about to go on this, expedition or something like that. Like, he's making it sound like it's fun. He's making it sound like it's fun. Now, Dalton's ass, he should be the main person. You know, you were traumatized as a youth. He should be the main motherfucker with common sense. I don't want to go back to the further. I'm telling you, man, like, See, my daughter knows better. My daughter knows a hell of a lot better, man. Plus, she watches a lot of horror movies and stuff like that. But, listen, man, I can't have no relatives or even any friends, for that matter, that are into this kind of shit. We're not going into the further. Because that'll be the further I take my ass away from somebody like that who's into that kind of nonsense. There's no way, man. There's no way. Second time around, I feel the same way that I felt the first time I watched the trailer. And I don't know, man. Like, this would just be something I probably go see or just watch on a whim or something like that. But I don't, you know, there's not really a lot of excitement for me with these types of movies. Now, granted, like I said, I go back to the Conjuring 3, The Devil Made Me Do It. If I walk out of these movies and they're decent, y'all already know. I will eat crow. I'll put my, you know, foot in my mouth. I'll eat my words, whatever. And I admit, I always do that, man. Like I said, I gave The Conjuring 3 like a 7, 7.5, because, you know, it had me laughing. I'll give it that. I was cracking the fuck up. And there are some scares that actually worked. And I do like the tone of it. If it's one thing I can never take away from these movies, it's the tone, man. It's a serious tone. It feels like a horror movie. I appreciate that as a horror buff. But it's just not a lot of things that are reeling me in right now for this, man. But, you know, I know that people are going to go crazy over this. People are going to go crazy, especially if they are marketing this as the final chapter of the Insidious story. And we know. We know what it is. That fucking, that Darth Maul creature is going to get a spinoff at some point. And that's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be a spinoff for everybody, depending on who survives. And even if they fucking die, you see clearly Lin Shaye died like 8 Insidious Conjuring movies ago. And she somehow keeps popping the fuck up. She even popped up in The Ring. Was it The Ring? Not The Ring. The Grudge. She popped up in The Grudge reboot. And I'm like, is she playing the same character or what? I don't know. But, you know, shout out to Lin Shaye, man, because she's awesome. Lin Shaye is horror royalty. But I, you know, we'll see, man. We'll see what happens. This is only trailer one. So I don't know. Maybe I'll do a reaction for trailer two. Maybe there'll be some more stuff and jumps that'll turn me around and, you know, give me a little bit of a boost into the further to join these motherfuckers and have a good time like they want to in this movie. Because apparently that's what they're doing. I feel like at this point, y'all just doing it for fun. Like, y'all are just gluttons for punishment. Same thing goes for the Warrens. The Warrens, isn't it Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga's characters in the Conjuring movies? The Warrens, like I said, you motherfuckers either need to stop chasing ghosts or get a divorce. You know, at this point, several movies in and y'all still going through this shit, y'all like it. Y'all like it. It's like Stockholm Syndrome at this point for y'all. Y'all like going into the further and getting chased by these damn creatures, man. Because it gives y'all something to run and tell your friends about. You know, like, imagine Dalton's first day of college. It's like, yeah, man, so, you know, did you do anything interesting this summer? It's like, yeah, well, you know, I got chased in the further by Darth Maul and a bunch of his minion ghosts and shit. No big deal. Then everybody's going to want to hear about it. And then he's going to, you know, he's going to willingly talk about, like, I don't... These movies are they're obviously not going anywhere. Like I said, there's a big popular demand for these. And look, man, whether I like these movies or not, it's not going to stop them from being made. It's not going to stop people from going to see it. And while I appreciate everybody that tunes in and, you know, can agree or disagree with my opinion, whatever case may be, I will say this, and I'll close it out on this note, people. I was having a conversation with, I think it was Nedge Christie, and shout out to her. I was having a conversation with her on Facebook, and she was asking me my opinion about, like, horror, modern day horror, and the direction that is going in. I will say this, man, in regards to that, in regards to this movie, I'm grateful. As a horror fanatic, I am grateful that horror is still very much alive, and that we've, over the last couple years or so of the 2000s, we have been definitely going in the right direction. We have been definitely, we've been expanding as far as the genre. We've been getting creative again, but it's feeling like old school horror is definitely making a comeback. Movies that are going to scare the shit out of people, popcorn movies that are going to make everybody have a good time, date movies that are going to make couples jump into each other's arms and shit. Yeah, I said each other's because a lot of these movies scare the shit out of a lot of males out here. And that's amazing, man. Like, when horror movies can scare us men out there, that's an accomplishment. I love shit like that. But I love that the genre is pretty strong, man. This is the strongest in the 2020s. This is the strongest I've seen it since, like, I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, like, 2015, 16, 17. Whatever the spurt of years was that we got movies like Don't Breathe and I think The Strangers was more so 2009. But I feel like I'm getting all my years mixed up. But along the lines of when we got, like, Green Room, Don't Breathe and Hush and, you know, like, the Belco experiment, we were getting a lot of bangers in the genre around that time. Even, you know, movies like The Shallows and Crawl, you know, we were getting the water monsters coming back, Man versus Nature movies. We are in a really good spot right now, and it's only looking up, man. Even with all the, you know, the resurgences in the slasher franchises, man, it's one of the reasons that people can't wait to get, you know, Jason back on screen in a TV show and a movie. And it's one of the reasons we can't wait to see Freddy again and so on and so forth. But as far as, like, this subgenre, people love this shit, man. And people love, you know, spook house movies. They love spook house movies. They love these jump scare movies, man. They're not going anywhere, like I said, whether I like it or not. And I'm just glad that, you know, people can still enjoy horror and get the shit scared out of them. As far as this scaring the shit out of me, I don't see it happening. But if it does, y'all know that, you know, the movies have at least one jump scare that works for me. Each one has one jump scare that works for me, but one jump scare ain't enough to, you know, make me buy a ticket. At least not right now, people. But y'all already know where to go, man. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. And actually, you know, to save some time, wherever else the hell podcasts are available. Because I'm telling y'all, man, I look at the stats and everything, and there's, I say this all the time, man, there's platforms I didn't even know my shit is on. But shout out to those platforms, and shout out to the people that tune into those platforms to tune into this. And shout out to Spotify for podcasters, man. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, the Cinemaniacs. And I just fucked up my outro again. But y'all know, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Again, shout out to the Facebook movie group, the Cinemaniacs, man. Y'all, now listen, this is just that demon, the Darth Maul demon in here possessing me, because I feel like I'm speaking in tongues and my outro is all scrambled all over the goddamn place. But, you know, last but not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. Got more goodies coming today, man. I am very tempted. They dropped the Power Rangers, what is it now, Always and Forever? That's a song by Heatwave. What the fuck am I talking about? Is it Now and Always? Forever and Always? Here and Now? I don't know. That's the Luther Vandross song talking about some Here and Now. But either way, they dropped the Netflix Power Rangers special, and it's supposed to be a really touching tribute to, Toy Trang? I'm sorry if I pronounced her name wrong, but recipe shout out to the actress that played Trini, the Yellow Power Ranger. I heard there's a tribute to her and Jason David Frank in there. So if so, that is going to be an emotional touch, man, because, you know, you can't have the Rangers jump back in for a special, and you can't do that without paying homage to the Fallen Rangers, man. Now, I don't know if they're going to put, you know, CG, if they got enough money to CG Trini and Tommy in there. I don't know. I'm not ready for that, but I'm definitely thinking of doing commentary for that shit nonetheless. And we do have, y'all already know the trailer reactions coming for Fast 10. I've been waiting on that. I wasn't even going to do this trailer at first. I was going to wait to do this because I was waiting on Fast 10. And, you know, I was up at, like, 5 a.m. Like, all right, before I start the day, like, are we going to get this trailer or what? Like, I'm trying to bang the trailer out and just get the day started and all of that shit. But I guess we have to patiently wait for the Fast 10 trailer, people. But y'all can be on the lookout for that trailer reaction, too. And y'all already know the love and support that y'all show me. I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.